If you're feeling good, say yeah. Natalia Deal, who suffers from Down syndrome and epilepsy, was one of several girls nominated to serve as a homecoming queen at the Strom Thurmond High School in Johnson, South Carolina. So that's pretty cool. She was all set to join the school's homecoming court during the team's halftime break for football when she suffered a seizure just before the game. So that's not good. A doctor advised her and her mom that, yeah, she could still attend the homecoming ceremony, but she shouldn't and probably couldn't wear high heels because her body wasn't stable. I mean, aww, if you have a seizure, you're going to fall over and you're going to hurt yourself. Right. Well, when her special needs teacher heard the news, she reached out to other homecoming candidates, and they decided if Natalie couldn't wear her shoes, they wouldn't wear theirs either. So she sucked it up. She went through with the ceremony with all the other girls, and despite not feeling well, she ended up winning and was crowned homecoming queen. And yeah, I love the photo because it's all these girls and they're just barefoot. Like, that's cool. It's a little gesture. But in life, it's the small things that make a big difference to say, right, hey, we're with you. We're together. That's my money motivation. What about you, Liv?
I absolutely love that story. My story today is about a family of four who ended up fostering four more kids. So there were four kids.
Dang,
and they had
bunk beds.
Right, they had no place to put them. They were kind of calling all of their contacts to see just if someone could put them up for the weekend. And this family ends up getting called. And so they put them up for the weekend. And then after the weekend, they decide to foster them full time and to go into actually adopting them, because the dad said, if we didn't adopt them, there are high chances that they would all be split up. And yeah, we don't want these kids to go through anything even more traumatic than losing both of their parents and not having both their parents. That we want to be able to keep them together. Like, yeah, it's going to put a strain on our wallets and things like that, but we're going to make it work to help these kids.
And you're right about that being separated. So that's really cool. That's, yeah, adopting one kid's not easy, but four?
Four kids. Wow. And they already had two of their own.
That's awesome. Awesome. All right, Pork Chop, what do you got for Monday Motivation?
So Duchess is a fox terrier who is 14 years old. When she was 2 years old, she went missing in Florida. She had an owner, and the dog got out of the house, disappeared. The owner never saw the dog again until recently. The dog was found in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, over 1,100 miles away, because the dog was found shivering and cold underneath a bridge. So someone brought the dog into the Humane Society, and the Humane Society was like, oh, hey, look, a microchip. And they're like, oh, that's weird. The owner's in Florida. So they contacted the owner, and the lady was like, no, my dog's been missing for 12 years. I've assumed she's just been dead.
Yeah, of course.
They're like, no, Duchess is sitting here waiting. You want to come get her?
Oh, my gosh.
So the lady made an 18-hour drive from Florida to Pittsburgh and got reunited with her dog. I believe there's video, and Liv, you're going to put it up later. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We'll have it up on a blog on our Instagram story at Joe and Mackenzie, and it'll be a swipe up link. But that is, I'm going to cry when I
watch
that video.
Can you believe that? 12 years? Could you imagine if your Leo went missing and you saw him 12 years later?
I can't even think about that.
That
honestly
is just insane, though. Like a dog's been gone for 6 months or a year. 12 years. That's like the life of a dog sometimes.
Right?
And it's alive. So
wow.
That's awesome. All right. That's your Monday Motivation. That's the whole goal right there. You can check it out on our Instagram later on. It is Joe and Mackenzie, or of course at joeandmackenzie.com. Coming up next, police are warning parents to be on the lookout for this in their kids' Halloween candy. And normally I'd say, okay, you know, it's not a razor blade. It's not. It's actually something which I've seen, and this is legit concern. So parents, if you're listening, you might want to check that out.